And the time is 6 o'clock.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch, speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
Good morning, friends. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol McKibben.
We are here. We are here. We are the Saturday Morning Show. And we're here for the next 2 hours.
Lucky you.
And we want you to be here for the next 2 hours, 6 until 8. And then Green Planet Monitor at 8. Mud Puddle Radio at 9 for children of all ages. That's you. 2 minutes after 6 now. We'll get the weather from Carol in just a minute. Send her up on the roof in her parka. I'll say. As well, we've got a quote for the morning, the hit parade from the 40s and 50s, a little choral something, 40-something, we're going to sing.
What?
In our choir. Well, I'm taking it for granted. It's unstated, but believed that it's a little early for the weather, so why don't we take a quick look at the sports?
Carol, what happened was, they had weather at 5:30, which is an unusual thing.
Oh.
But I think because it was so cold, so right. There is weather right now as well.
All right,
and
inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, because when we left home, our house, which you think is sitting on a nuclear pile, was minus 17. Right?
Something like, yes.
Yeah. So what do you think it says here?
Minus 21.
What? How did you know that?
I'm picking up bad vibrations. Yeah. I'm picking up bad vibrations.
Minus 21, folks. Barometric pressure?
At the airport, you see.
This one is at the airport, yes. The barometric pressure, 102.8 and falling.
Please help me.
Humidity, 80%. Wind coming from the west-northwest at 18. That will give you a wind chill of minus 31.
Yes, we'll repeat that. The wind chill at the moment, if you are standing alone out in a field at the airport, minus 31. You know what? That is probably as bad as we'll get all winter. And it isn't even winter
hopefully.
Yet. Oh, I think so.
It's hard to say. It's not going to be a terrific winter, I think. In any case, it's going to be mainly cloudy today. 60% chance of flurries like we've had all week. Wind coming from the northwest at 20 around lunchtime. High, minus 10. Wind chill, minus 29 this morning, but minus 18 this afternoon. That means there is a risk of frostbite.
Yes, yes. Which is why I put my long underwear on, the big sweater.
Yep.
Got out the parka.
Yes.
And the gloves to go with the mitts.
Right.
And when we marched along, singing a song very quietly.
I sang to myself, kind of. I'm trying to sing the bass part of one of our songs so that you can learn it.
Well, I like to hum myself. Yes. Winnie the Pooh hum. At 6:05, the sports. Okay. Winnipeg Jets were in Vegas last night. A lot of Winnipeg fans, or I'm thinking, Canadian fans. Vegas Golden Knights. Jets lost 4-3. Defense giveaways brought us low, I'm sorry to say. They play the Dallas Stars on Sunday at 3:30. Professional Women's Hockey League. Boston Fleet play the Toronto Scepters today at 1 p.m. In the AHL, the Manitoba Moose. Calgary Wranglers played the Manitoba Moose last night. Moose got thumped 6-1. We should have a quote to cheer them up after that. I'm looking at the big eye of always, a quotation for everything. It saves original thinking. So said Dorothy Sayers. So a couple of quotes for you today then. This is one that's been reworked in various forms. You recognize the tone, Carol. A boor is one who has the power of speech, but not the capacity for conversation. I, me, ego, self, clockwork, gas bag, said Benjamin Disraeli. Here's a quote for you. I wish I had never said anything about being a virgin.
What?
Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought we're getting a little close to Christmas for
talk after
like
money in the bank, a grudge is the next best thing, Anthony Trollope.
Wow.
Which puts me in mind, we are going to our your easy listening hit parade, 40s and 50s, speaking about money. Here he is, Tony Bennett with From Rags to Riches.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. Tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to
voice, Tony Bennett, from your easy listening hit parade, 40s and 50s. This was his third million seller in 1953, which probably expresses the unspoken wishes of most singers, musicians, and artists. By the way, we're going to go from rags to riches after Well, we're cashing in our, what, $80 million lottery ticket later today. Bennett, of course, well, he succeeded in all categories, remaining in the top rank of popular singers in the late 90s, having one-man shows of his paintings. So Rags to Riches, written by Richard Adler, Jerry Ross, Broadway musical team that created The Pajama Game and Damn Yankees, although that song did not come from a show. So Rags to Riches, along with Because of You and Cold Heart. Well, they could have played that, I suppose, today.
Yeah, I'll say.
That took Bennett to fame in the early 50s. At 10 minutes after 6, those of you who need to get up, they're good for you. Take a look at the Winnipeg Free
Press. You know what? I didn't tell you what the normals are for today.
-4.
-7.
Oh.
And the overnight, -16.
Okie dokie.
So we're well outside those normals.
We have plummeted. We have plummeted past normal and gone on to the next stage. Yep. Free Press book pages to come. A couple of interesting things. Jim Milliken reviewing a book. Jim Milliken from way back. Well, as he says of him, the book he reviewed, he says, Jim Milliken saw his first Van Halen concert at the Winnipeg Convention Center, September 23rd, 1979. Sounds like he kept his ticket, is what it sounds like. At 11 minutes after 6.
Yep.
Well, our choir, yes.
Or he remembers it well. Sorry, go
a
on.
A song we're going to play, that we're going to sing in our choir.
Or Christmas
loudly,
Carol.
Loudly to, Deer Lodge, and I forget where else we're going, Luther.
Luther Home in the North End.
Luther, North End, get ready, we're coming.
Going to Poseidon at some point.
Yes, and our choir leader has us singing in probably Swahili at one point.
Yes,
Latin.
It is Swahili,
at one
Latin.
Point. And in this case, we'll sing a little German for you.
Ah, German.
Yes. Pretending to sing German, but of course it turns out it's probably some kind of Latin thing going on there. So what we want, now that we're here and in our chair,
right, play something else, something we're actually going to sing, maybe
something delightful, something,
let's go
in German.
Okay.
Thank you.
Corleone from their CD, Yuletide Fires.
Wow.
Sassy David, nice. David has put out our big boxes of Christmas music for us here to draw from. Some Diana Krall in there and some jazz and some blues. B.B. King singing a Christmas song. So we'll have to give a listen there. We'll be sharing it with you over the coming weeks. Right. I know, it's not even December, but it sure feels like it. And tomorrow is.
December.
We will be playing some Christmas music today.
Yep.
It is 6:16. Carol McKim, if you'll stand on your chair.
Okay, just let me put my park on because it's cold out there.
Button up your overcoat. And that's putting it mildly.
Yep.
Just above your head, just above my head. There we go. Open that cupboard door, Carol did. Ever searching for ancient radio waves. Something that the was used to promote let's all go to England. Thinking about it definitely in this break, waiting for instructions from Souvenir and Sound of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. So what did we hear? Well, at the end of all that clogging going on, that sounded to me like the Sheringham Breakdown. Shrimp and Bob Davy step dancers with Percy Brown and Bob Thompson on accordions. Overlooked, underappreciated, quite right, boys. Before that, Shoals of Herring. Ewan McCall song shouted out there by the folksels. Before that, Have You Seen the Muffin Man? Radio phonic tape, which was, I think, what the BBC did and designated part of their organization to generate strange sound effects. Before that, Down at the Old Bull and Bush, the Bel Canto 4. We heard the Changing of the Guard ceremony, the Duke of York's March, the Grenadier Guards Band, and before that, Blaze Away, Street Barrel Piano. No, you don't hear those anymore. I'm sorry, if you go to England looking for Barrel, Street Barrel Piano, you're out of luck. And we began, of course, with Big Ben chiming the three quarters. It's been, what, refurbished? It's all back working again. Wonderful. 6:22. So I'm looking at, yes, born on this day, November 30th, 1952. Mandy Bruce Patinkin. American actor and singer, known for his work in musical theater, television, film. We did very well at Broadway, working with Stephen Sondheim, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Leading roles on stage and screen. Tony, Emmy, Drama Desk, Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild Award. Made his theater debut in 1975, starring opposite Meryl Streep in the revival of the comic play Trelawney of the Welsh, Public Theater Shakespeare Festival. Well, he was Che. What? In the first Broadway production of Evita.
Oh, really?
I got a Tony for that. Wow. As well. The role of Georges Seurat in George in Stephen Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George, with which George. We saw and Sondheim Fest here.
Yes.
Winnipeg. Too bad that's gone. Ago. Remember, they used to do a fest every year, yeah, as well. But anyways, I'm looking at a CD he did called Mamelotion, which means mother tongue. And he says, Joe Papp, who is no stranger to Shakespeare in the Park. Joe Papp asked me to learn a Yiddish song, Yutzel, for a benefit for the YIVO Institute. I recorded with the clarinetist Don Byron. I played Joe the tune, and he looked at me and said, you have to do this music. This is your job. So I promised Joe I would, and before I could take back the promise, Joe went to heaven and refused to let me out of this project. So I began meeting with various Yiddish experts because I was terrified. I knew maybe half a dozen Yiddish words. Oi, gewalt.
Oh, dear.
Yes. And so what we have for you is Bells, My Little Town Bells, My Little Home Where I Spent My Childhood Years.
Meine Himmle, wie ich hab meine kindische Jungen verbracht, sind ihr amul gewein in Bels. Mein Städtele Bels, die noch mein Stiebele mit alle Kinderlech dort gelacht. Erzähl mir, Alte, erzähl mir geschwind, weil ich will wissen, alles hat Sinn. Wie seht euch das Stiebele, was hat amul geglanzt? Sie blieb noch das Bengele, was ich hab verpflanzt. Das Stiebele sah, verwachsen mit Mochengroß. Der alte Dacht sie fällt, der Fenster unagloß. Der Garnick ist kring, sie beugen die Wände. Du wollst das schön mehr. Gar nicht der Kerl. meine kindische Jurin verbrach, sind ihr amul gewein in Berg. Mein Städtler, in Urmin Stieber mit aller Kinderlach dort gelacht. Jeden Schabes fleck ich leuchten dort mit dem Chimisch gleich, zu sitzen unter dem kleinen Weimele, leinen bei dem Teil. Bells, mein Himmel, wie ich hab gehad, scheine Chaloimes Asa.
Mandy Patinkin from his CD Mamalotion with Judy Blazer on vocals there. I see that came from the CBC Record Library. And then it was sold to Into the Music.
Right, where you snapped it up.
I was going to say Into Slavery, but no, and then we snapped it up and shared it with you there at 6:27.
My name is Carol Off, and I'm the author of At a Loss for Words, Conversation in an Age of Rage. And you are listening to CKUW-FM. 95.9.
Now I'm looking at advice. We're not just a pretty pair of beers here. No, no. Your problems solved from the pages of the Spectator magazine, and what was true in 2003 often is still true today. So people have turned to Dear Mary, help me, Mary. Help me, Obi-Wan. Exactly. Last weekend, I escorted my 17-year-old goddaughter to a performance of The Barber of Seville, performed by the Opera Project in the grounds of Doddington Place in Kent. The object was to raise funds for the Kent Association for the Blind. Therefore, all age groups were represented in the audience, from well-behaved children, aged no more than 5, to people in their 90s. Many of these were known to me as neighbors, and as I introduced them to my goddaughter, I was startled to see her kiss them on both cheeks. Not wishing to undermine her social confidence, how can I indicate that this sort of Cilla Black behavior, clearly picked up from the television, is inappropriate? Name withheld, sitting born, Kent. What does Mary have to say? Well, you may be even more startled to know that kissing on introduction has, for 2 years or so, been the norm among the smarties in statu pupillanti at Oxbridge. The girl takes the lead, and the new practice is viewed as continental and cosmopolitan rather than anything to do with the indiscriminate cheek-bashing of blind date. But don't worry, it clearly has a shelf life. So it is one thing to be kissed on introduction by an exquisite nymphette, but the social circuit would grind to a halt if there were a fear of being serially slobbered over by more mature introducers. Time we go to the opera, yes. Say, actually, we're going tonight to the Winnipeg Art Gallery.
Yes.
Big sing-along with the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra.
Yes.
Get a chance to sing with Al Simmons again doing his big eye chart. Is that right?
That's right.
That's a promise.
That's a promise. Because we're on his CD.
That's right.
Where he
That's
sang
right. We
the
won.
Big
we helped win.
A Juno Prize.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's tonight at the Winnipeg Art Gallery at 7:30. Right. Doors open at 7. You can go online, WJO, if you want to get a ticket and join us there. I'm looking, turn to us, and some of you, of course, may wish to stay home. understandably, and right. watch the Turner Classic Movie Channel.
Oh, right. What's
so
on?
Tonight, well, today, I see a contradiction here. So I don't think I'll give times. I've run into this before, and it's astounding. Let's just say that there are a variety of times online. They don't always match up to the online times in the Free Press TV guide.
And how do they line up with the actual viewing?
Well, you'd have to be there, wouldn't you?
Oh, I see.
And so I'm not going to give times. I'll just say today, okay. check it out for yourself, High Society from 1936, Bing Crosby, yes. Grace Kelly, Frank Sinatra. It's got some great songs in that as well. The Thief of Baghdad from 1940, Sabu, directed by Michael Powell. They're doing the Powell Pressburger continuing on, of course. I think they're showing Peeping Tom as well. And then tonight, Made in England, the films of Powell and Pressburger. So a documentary, I guess, 2024. I see Martin Scorsese getting some credit for that. Then on Sunday, early morning. Well, Sunday morning, put it that way. Death Trap from 1982, directed by Sidney Lumet.
Oh,
Michael Caine, Christopher Reeves, Diane Cannon. Casablanca tomorrow on the Turner Classic Movie Channel. Then The Bishop's Wife. Got to have The Bishop's Wife.
Oh, yes.
Every
the
year,
original,
Christmas.
Though, David Niven.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
1948, Cary Grant is the angel. Loretta Young, David Niven.
Right, Loretta Young.
Sort of ambitious minister he is. And then Gone with the Wind tomorrow night on the Turner Classic Movie Channel. Yep. Quite a raft of directors for that, of course. But Clark Gable, Vivien Leigh. Sunday, then, on the Turner Classic Movie Channel. From our big box of the world of the movies. So I'm looking, and I see on this day...
The Sound of the Movies.
2021. Josephine Baker, first black woman to be honored at Paris's Pantheon, France's highest honor. Josephine Baker. Variously exotic, sex idol, cosmopolitan celebrity, surrogate mother to foreign orphans. There must have been a one-woman show.
Yes.
Probably at the Fringe,
very, very
I was going
good.
To say. Yeah,
the Fringe Festival at the concert hall, actually, I think.
Living legend, Paris Music Halls, highest paid female entertainer in Europe. Born in St. Louis, Missouri, of course, 1906, daughter of a black American washerwoman and a white American alcoholic father, eldest of four siblings. Hard school, used her wits to survive a difficult childhood. And an illegal first marriage at the age of 13. Big noise in France then. And this from a Naxos CD, Un Message pour toi. I think this goes back to about, well, all of these were recorded in France between 26 and 37. Josephine Baker then with Bonsoir, mon amour. You figure it out.
From
Josephine Baker, recorded in France, 1937. I said she wanted to be a dancer as well, and undeterred, 1925, she joined the Dudley Dance Troupe, 25-strong group comprising mostly black dancers, singers, and musicians, whose ranks include the young Sidney Bechet. So they did a European tour for Josephine. She hit Paris as La Revue Nègre at the Théâtre Music Hall des Champs-Élysées, October 1925. Also had the distinction of introducing the Charleston to the French capital. Yes. La Baker conquered overnight, albeit the impact she made, resplendently naked, apart from a strategically placed ostrich feather.
Right.
First alienated the more prominent traditionalists, swiftly dubbed L'Etoile Noire de Folie Bergère. And let's not forget the, and it's on the cover.
Well, I know why you liked her.
Yes.
She had a belt of bananas.
That's true. That is the picture on the cover. Oh, yes, the banana, sweet. So I'm not sure how she felt treated there, but she was better treated in France, perhaps, than she was in America.
Yeah.
Speaking of bananas, hello, Dale, one of our listeners in England, who is an artist.
You've got a new project for him.
Well, it's just it. You may remember the banana that was taped with duct tape.
Yes.
To the ball. The cryptocurrency man who bought it in Japan has eaten it. Well, he doesn't realize that they replace that banana from time to time.
On a regular basis.
Anyways, here's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Why just bananas, Dale? Everyone has their own favorite fruit.
Right.
This could turn into a continuing Dale will duct tape your favorite fruit for you to the canvas of your choice. I'm an idea man myself, so I just throw that out.
Right.
Hopefully nobody jumps in on it before Dale has a chance to make that work for himself. All right. Died on this day in 2010. But what about the jumble? What about the jumble? Inquiring minds.
Well, I always think there's one more difficult than the other, but you don't seem to have a problem with either of them.
P-O-O-P, poop.
Well, this is more N-P-K-U-L.
Plunk. You're the string.
Yes.
Plunk the string.
Unfortunately,
Monty Sunshine was a clarinet player.
Yes.
And a band leader. So there'll be no plunking, I think, on this. But for died on this day in 2010, Monty Sunshine? Oh, you'll recognize. Oh. Chris Barber on this orchestra band from Trad Jazz Special. I know we have a listener who says, I don't understand this interest in Trad Jazz. If we buy him a coffee, he'll feel better at.
Okay.
6:44. I'll stick with the movie, shall we? I see he died on this day.
Yes?
In 1947, Ernst Lubitsch, German actor, director, producer, film director, who did Ninotchka, which we have taped. I have to watch that. Garbo.
Oh, right.
He also did Shop Around the Corner.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, that'll be coming up sometime in the next month.
As well. And speaking of movies, born on this day.
Yes.
1935, Woody Allen, American film director and actor.
Right.
And so they issued a CD, a two-CD set, Woody Allen film music, because he used so much
music in
his films. I didn't know what to choose. So what I have chosen here is Hoagy Carmichael.
Okay.
With, and there are two CDs. So Hoagy Carmichael with Lazy River, performed by Hoagy Carmichael, of course. He composed as well. From the movie, Bullets Over Broadway. Lazy River. Done some time ago. No date on that, though, from that two-CD set of the films of Woody Allen.
It was a very nice, sweet ending.
48. Good. Two clarinet pieces in a row there. Overlooked,
yes,
underappreciated. There you go. Did you play the clarinet?
I did, in high school.
Isn't there a song about the clarinet? The clarinet,
the clarinet. The clarinet goes doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle.
See, you can still, there you go. You can still play the clarinet.
Goes doodle-doodle-doodle. And then, actually, you should sing that.
The tuba goes.
No, the clarinet. The clarinet.
The clarinet, the violin singing.
You have to keep going, though.
The clarinet goes doodle, 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 doodle. But who wants to hear an instrument that all you can do is doodle, doodle?
Practice it up.
49 now.
I forget the rest. There were two or three other instruments.
Birthday, yes. 1835. Much better comedian than he was as an investor, Mark Twain.
I've been trying to throw some variety into these services. I recently wrote Andrew Carnegie requesting a hymn book. Now the newspapers got a hold of that letter and printed it under the heading, Mark Twain Asks for Hymn Book. My dear Mr. Carnegie, I see by the papers that you are very prosperous. I want to get a hymn book. It costs $2. I will bless you, God will bless you, and it will do a great deal of good. Truly yours, Mark Twain. P.S. Don't send me the hymn book, send the $2. I wanted to select it myself. I'm not lying to you. I don't tell lies. I differ from George Washington. George could not tell a lie. I can, but I won't. Well, now I want to bring you a selection from Huckleberry Finn. Now, there may be a few unreformed people here who have not read this book, so I've got to fill you in. Huckleberry Finn is a story of a boy by the name of Huckleberry Finn. And a Negro slave by the name of Jim. Both of them from the same little Mississippi town. And both of them have run away. Huck's run away because his father, who's a drunkard, beats him. And Jim's run away because he's found out that his mistress is going to sell him down to New Orleans for $850. He's afraid he'll never see his wife and children again, so he runs away. And they meet on this little island below town, and they decide to throw in together. And they wait for an empty section of log raft to come along, and when they see one, they climb aboard and go booming down the Mississippi together. And in the book, Huck tells the story, and it goes something like this.
It's lovely to live on a raft. There ain't no home like it, after all. Other places do seem so cramped up and smothery, but a raft don't. You feel mighty free and easy and comfortable on one of them. We used to travel nights so as not to get caught. And sometimes we'd have that whole river all to ourselves for the longest time. We had the sky up there, all speckled with stars. We used to lay in our backs and look up at them and discuss about whether they was made or only just happened. Jim, he allowed they was made, but I allowed they happened. I judge it would have took too long to make so many. Jim, he says the moon could have laid them. Well, that looked kind of reasonable, so I didn't say nothing against it. Because after all, I seen a frog lay most as many. So, of course, it could be done. We had considerable adventures. Once, when we was pretty well down the state of Arkansas, We come in sight of a little one-horse town, the big bend of the river. So we slid the raft in beneath some sapras and tied up and went on into town. All the stores was along one street. You'd see as many as one loafer leaning up against every awning post. He most always had his hands in his breeches, except when he fetched them out to lend a chaw of tobacco or scratch.
Hal Holbrook as Mark Twain from More of Hal Holbrook, Mark Twain Tonight. I mentioned I did get to see Hal Holbrook, and he was very good as Mark Twain.
Wow.
Now, he did other things, of course.
New York?
I was going to say London, but not sure.
One or the other?
Mark Twain, born in the state in 1835, and I must say his humor as he got older got darker. And well, he always had a dark streak about him. And there were things, of course, that he didn't want published till I think 50 days after his death. That was a bit of vanished vinyl for you.
Right.
Which reminds me that the Vinyl Vault is open today, MCO's Vinyl Vault and CD Cellar. It's in the Power Building basement, 428 Portage Avenue. So they usually put a sign out on the street there, and it's right next to, I guess that's Vaughan Street. Yeah. And it's today,
close.
November 30th. So, Saturday hours, 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And hardly anybody else sells vinyl anymore. Well, the charity shops, but I mean in the way of the way the folk festival used to, etc., etc.
Oh, right.
As a fundraiser. That's November 30th. That's today. Saturday, 9:30 to 1:30 p.m., 428 Portage Avenue. So we promised to look at the Winnipeg Free Press book page, and then we jumped by, and I see Jim Milliken reviewed Brothers by Alex Van Halen, rock memory of his brother, heartfelt elegy to and a eulogy for Edward, his biological brother, who died in 2020 at the age of 65. As always, particularly notable by their mother's insistence on the piano lessons. There you go. Paid off.
Thanks,
so,
Mom.
Well, of course, the group soldiered on after, I guess, Mr. Roth left. Sammy Hagar is the singer. But the fire and the halcyon days were already behind him once Roth left. Alex doesn't play the drums anymore, walks with a cane. The, quote, outpouring of grief he feels for his lost brothers ongoing. There will be no victory lap for Van Halen.
Oh.
And as I say, Jim Milliken first saw Van Halen in concert at the Winnipeg Convention Center, September 23rd, 1979. Worked as a DJ, worked as a producer as well at CBC Radio, remember. A couple of other interesting things in the Free Press book pages. I don't know. This woman was a poet. And so an essay on relative to wind. I don't know whether our friend Don would like this or not. On sailing, craft, and community. Yes, well, that sounds like him, all right.
Right.
Reviewed by Melanie Brannigan Friedrichsen in today's Winnipeg Free Press. As well, oh, yes. The latest Ian Rankin, the new Rebus.
Yes.
Rebus now stuck behind bars.
Oh, dear.
Yes, found guilty of murder. I think we knew that was coming up. But there was a time when he wasn't going to write anymore. And I guess he talked into it or convinced himself. This is the 25th book in Sir Ian Rankin's outstanding Rebus series. Remember when he came to Winnipeg here? We chatted with him at the Winnipeg Art Gallery. So I'm saying Nick Martin, big fan, says Midnight and Blue, that's the new book, 25th book, one of his best, says Nick Martin in the pages of the Winnipeg Free Press today.
He reads a lot of mysteries. So.
He does. And I see as well on the book page for new and paperback, The Path to Paradise, a Francis Ford Coppola story. Watson digs into the life and work of the legendary filmmaker, specifically through the lens of Coppola's production company, American Zotero. Speaking of which, the best of, I got my review in for my the best nonfiction book I've reviewed.
All the ones that
2024.
You enjoyed the
and
most.
And the book page editor said, I was the first to get it in.
Well done.
Instead of being the last. The last shall be first, apparently, and the first shall be last. At 6:58, last night on CBC TV,
yes,
the news,
right,
covered this story as well. Paddy Kosturek is playing the fiddle,
right,
and the Free Press covered it on Wednesday. Métis fiddling course at the U of M strikes chord. I wish I'd written that. There you are. class, which involves a one-on-one lesson once a week, headed by North American Fiddlers Hall of Fame member, Betty Kostorok, member of the Manitoba Métis Federation. So they have funding for 10 students. I have 3 this semester. There are 6 or 7 for next semester already. Encourages her students to join a jam session she hosts on Monday nights. Fiddling is a community thing. It's good to play with other people. I'm trying to foster that as well, she said. And indeed.
Yeah, it's like singing in a choir.
Here she is with Reg Bouvette.
Cool.